Now, Brussels has different communes. It's not easy to make agreements with the different communes. I think we saw that when it came to the scooters in Brussels, which for many years were a nuisance. How did you go about it to, as the minister, to really try to make a change for the whole of Brussels?
I think it is...
In terms of mobility.
It is a reality. It's a reality that the communes in Brussels and we have... the way we are organized in Brussels, it's not efficient and it's not okay. So having 19 communes, having 6 police zones, 19 OCMVs, the social departments, yeah, having so many different government institutions not working together but doing sometimes the same work, so really inefficient and costs a lot of money. And it makes people getting lost in who is doing what. So that is a problem in Brussels. But what I've always said is we need to tackle this problem. But I cannot use this as an excuse not to book results. And it's too easy to say, yes, I wanted to, but I couldn't because. So we need to tackle both. We need to work on programs and put pressure in changing that structure of Brussels. But in the meantime, I'm responsible for mobility. So in this structure, I need to convince mayors, I need to convince communes to act and to move. And we have done a lot. So I think I will always say it has to go faster, it has to be more, but we have done a lot in the last 5 years. We've realized a lot and often also together with local communes. For example, we implemented the City 30, which means that instead of driving 50 as a general rule, it's 30 an hour. So a very important measurement for road security. Well, we have done that in collaboration with the 19 communes, and we've really, during 1 year, behind the scenes, we prepared street by street. It's a lot of energy, but it has been implemented in a good, decent way. There has been a lot of discussion about it, but it is a strong example of how we can collaborate with the 19 communes at the same moment. We also have infrastructure works. There are several projects that are being executed or being planned in which we show, okay, we can collaborate, but there's also often conflict. So it is always looking for new ways to convince, to make deals and to collaborate. And we really need to change the structure of Brussels. But I try not to hide behind that. Yeah.